No, we couldn't hold a UKSG conference at the moment without remembering the life of John Merriman, who died last April, just after the Harrogate conference. John was the founder and the instigator, really, of UKSG. John, he managed Blackwell's subscription agency, and he realized back in the 1970s that there was no forum where publishers and librarians and agents could meet together, could get to know each other, could try to solve the various controversies of the day. John single-handedly, I would say, organized the first couple of conferences. And UKSG has developed over the years as a result of his initial efforts. And as I said at the beginning, this is now the 35th annual UKSG conference. John remained involved with UKSG over the decades, editing serials, now Insights, for many years, and faithfully coming to the conference for the last time at Edinburgh a couple of years ago in 2010. John was also instrumental in helping to set up NASIG in the 1980s, and I was able to listen to a short tribute to John at last year's NASIG conference. In addition to all his work with UKSG, as all who knew him will remember well, John was great fun as a person. He was always leading the dancing at the disco or the Cayley and continuing till late into the night, as some of us will remember well. His enthusiasm and his willingness to encourage younger conference attendees has really made a difference. And we will miss John very much. Remember him as part of the life of UKSG. In addition to his love of walking and of real ale, John enjoyed folk music and singing, as many will remember from earlier conferences. And we're just going to hear now a couple of verses of Wild Mountain Time, which was one of his favorite songs. So we just listen to a couple of verses of that now.
All the summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild
just discussing before the conference or before the session here about whether that was an Irish song or a Scottish song. I think it was actually written, or the music was written in Belfast, but from a song that was written by a sort of contemporary of Robert Burns in Scotland. But I don't think John would have minded. He was equally happy with the music from whatever source.